here from Roscommon, where the long-standing board water notices in areas of the county have made the introduction of water charges particularly controversial. Let's hear how people there have been reacting to the regulator's announcement of caps and exemptions this morning. All of this, of course, beginning from tomorrow, the 1st of October. Our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly, has been out and about. What kind of reaction to the regulator's news, Kieran?
Anya, there are 20,000 people in the county of Roscommon boiling their water on a daily basis because the water coming from the tap is not safe. In this town where I am this lunchtime in Boyle, just less than 4,000 people are going through that ritual every day. So mixed reaction here this morning. Clearly they're happy that there will be no charge for the water, at least initially when this charging period starts. But a lot of people still unhappy about the charge, even for wastewater and sewage supplies. Now, they have been told down the line there are going to be improvements. 5 new schemes are on the way. This lunchtime, Irish Water could not tell us when they're going to be here, but the locals have been told previously they expect improvements by the end of next year. So I've been getting a reaction this morning, including from the shop just up the road here, the Kelly's Londa store, where water was even this morning flying off the shelves, as locals give their reaction to the new charges announced today.
I think it's ridiculous that everybody needs water, and I don't think people don't mind paying for water. However, if there's a situation like that, I think the whole idea should be scrapped until the water is clear, whether it be for septic tanks or for sewerage or for drinking. No charges until the whole lot is cleared.
How long have you been boiling water?
Oh God, a year, 18 months now. Buying locally from the supermarket, costing a fortune. 3 young kids, drink lots of water, stay healthy, but we can't get the healthy water from the tap.
Obviously you'd prefer if the water charges were in, because it would prove that the water was drinkable again.
Absolutely.
I would be amazed if there were no water charges. I suspect they will have an element in there somewhere.
Yes.
But water charges are new to us, so we feel a little bit odd about them.
Yes.
We'll have to pay them though.
Well, they're saying that, of course, that you will pay, if you're in the town, the water sewerage charges.
That's it.
So that's about 140, I think, out of the...
Well, that's a big element, because that probably takes up the entire 30,000 litres just going out in sewage.
I think I've been buying water for 2.5 years. Now, I live on my own, so I don't actually, I have no idea where I stand.
Well, you will not have to pay, obviously, for the foreseeable future, but obviously you prefer if you could use the water in the tap.
Oh, of course. Yes, if I could drink the water, I wouldn't grumble so much.
And in the intervening period, if you're using the sewerage system here in the town, you'll have to pay approximately €140 per year for this.
Well, that's fair enough.
I suppose we're using the sewerage, so we have to pay for it. But if we had good water, we'd pay for it as well.
Meanwhile, shop is busy. Water sales is still a big feature?
Water sales are good, yeah. But again, it's another expense for our customers, which we'd prefer not to have them. Maybe they're going to have something that they want to be buying, rather than having to be buying. We're selling maybe 20 times more than we used to sell. Like, we've one family that has to come in, they've no car, they have to get a taxi into town twice a week to buy 10, 15, 20 bottles, 5-litre bottles of water. Like, that's some expense on them people.
So they have a charge even if Irish Water is not charging them?
Oh yeah, and that's since the boiled water notes come in as well. Like. So it's just an extra charge.
Yeah. I buy it for the kids, for my waddy and stuff, because I just think the water today isn't up to standard. I mean, there's a boil notice on, so why should I possibly infect my children with... We don't know what's going on in the water, so, I mean, how long is it going on? And there's nothing done, so you have to buy water. That's the way I feel about it. I mean, the government should be doing, we're being charged for Europe, yet we're not being localised and protected through water. You know, they haven't updated the systems. Water is at risk, so therefore people are at risk. Water is essential to life.
And that's the views of people buying water in the Londis in Boyle in that report from our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly.